Making modern drugs is a big business. So we use a chemical database, which in the third year subject, I get students to have a bit of a play with it. We have got a license now which gives one computer in the uni access to the database at any given time. For a couple of years we had like no access at all. The reason is chemical companies that design drugs are able to pay whatever money anybody asks for whatever they need. And as a result, the chemical company that provides the major chemical database, so it's all of the chemical literature is in one American database, they then started ramping up their prices to the unis to the point where it was just getting like out of control. Unis were starting to lose access to all of the chemical literature. So they've now got to the point where most unis can have one sort of operable unit on campus going at any point in time. So that's how important the drug industry is on the planet. They've got masses and masses of amounts of money to throw at stuff. Now, looking at how you can use electrophilic aromatic substitutions, methotrexate then is an anti-cancer drug. This particular anti-cancer drug then, you can see that there's an aromatic system here with nitrogens in it. What do you call an aromatic system with nitrogens in it? Or an H. Yes. Hetero what? Heterocyclic aromatic. Okay. Remember the bases in DNA are heterocyclic aromatic amines. This thing here is a heterocyclic aromatic amine. Down here we've got a benzene group which is substituted in a para orientation. So if you want to build this thing, then you have to control exactly where these groups go in. So for instance, if you are starting down this end, you're building this molecule up, introducing the amine functionality here, grafting it onto benzene, then the next thing you have to do is you're going to have to carry out an electrophilic aromatic substitution and ensure that you are directing this group into the para position. Okay, so the chemists then are really probably the best cooks on the planet because they're able to actually get down and a pinch of that and a pinch of that, and they put things exactly where they want them at a molecular level. So this then is an anti-leukemic drug. It's been used for many years, and it's EAS reactions that give this synthetic then a decent yield. Now, as in all of our modern drugs, they're originally obtained from a natural product. Okay, and the natural product was a good lead, and after that they've fine-tuned it using the chemistry, and you have to synthesize these things because if you looked at aspirin, well, you'd be grinding up willow trees forever and ever to provide enough aspirin to sit on the shelf. So once they figured out what was there, they then went, okay, so how do we synthesize these things chemically? And exactly the same case with